deals for IMAR Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Check out My Place. You can't beat Australian smarts. My Place Australia. Made and supported. Smart home controlled systems. Now, there's going to be a bit of fun during the test. I know it's all serious out in the middle, but not for the Brisbane Barmies or the Richies. And the Richies are going out on day two, on the Thursday.
Oh, do it some justice, Paddy. It's not day two. It's day two.
Choo choo, yeah, exactly.
I wonder if Tom Cosgrove can do a Richie, because he's the coordinator of the Brisbane Richies. Tom, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Can you do a 2 for 22? Or is that not compulsory?
2 for 22.
Of course he can. Of course he can. Tom, what sort of presents are you guys planning for the Gabba?
Well, unsurprisingly, we'll actually have 200 Richies on day two. And funnily enough, we're sitting right next to the Barmy Army, so it should be a very good day.
That's really good. For you guys, I always think the costume shops and the $2 shops, you know, the proprietor going home and say, you wouldn't believe it, I sold that cream jacket and I got rid of 14 wigs. You know, but do you guys, when you have a membership, do you get a wig and a microphone and you have to find your own jacket?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this year has been tough for some of the boys. A lot of the op shops have sold out of cream and white jackets very quickly.
The ivory, the beige.
Yeah. So, unfortunately for some guys, they've went out and bought, you know, quite nice suits, spending a couple of $100s and, yeah, I think they're going to be covered in beer by the end of the day, but, yeah, that was their choice.
Now, Tom, tell me about recruitment. How do you go about that?
Well, I think first of all, we want everyone to follow the Richies' values, I guess. Obviously, love cricket, be respectful to the opposition, even if it is the Barmy Army, and then just be there to obviously support Australia as well. So, We'll welcome everybody, men, women, children. We just want to have a good day, watch Australia play and hopefully win.
Now, Hills, how long did you spend with Richie? 20 years?
Yeah, yep.
Can you give Tom any hints that maybe they wouldn't know about Richie Benner?
Oh, not really. I think these guys have got a good handle on Richie. And have you had much contact with Richie as a group, Tom?
Yeah, so over the years, particularly when it first started, through Michael Hennessy down in Sydney, I did meet Richie a couple of times. Yeah. And yeah, obviously, you know, awestruck when they met Richie. And it kind of justified the reason why the Richies are the Richies. You know, they started because, you know, Richie was just such a classy player. He sort of changed the way that cricket was played through his captaincy. And then obviously went on to become one of the most well-known commentators as well. So they made a good choice when they picked Richie.
Tom, there's the Barmy Army in Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane, Sydney, Brisbane. Is the Richies all over Australia as well? Do you have specific groups in every state as well, or you all travel as a party?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year in particular, where it might be a bit harder to travel, we do have Richies groups in every state. And then if it was a normal year, we would get some guys travel to every test as well. So we'll be well supported all through the series.
And Tom, you'll know this by the sound of it. The Richies, the membership numbers or the numbers of Richies you want at each ground was a combination of Richies' test match number and bowling average and all that sort of stuff, wasn't it? Do you know those details?
Yeah, well, his test match number is 190, and I think that's sort of a good minimum for us to get in terms of fans at the cricket. I think when we can get up to 200, you know, 222 would be great.
Yes.
But I think that's when we know we've had a successful day. And then obviously with Sydney being sort of his home state, we expect sort of 500 in Sydney.
Yeah. Now, if we ever get to see sun in Brisbane again, and it is a sunny day next Thursday, late in the day, mate, do you expect any clashes with the Brisbane Barmies?
I'm not sure if it'll take till late in the day. It might be around the first ball. But No, I think it'll be great. Like I said, we're sitting next to each other, so I think it'll be on for most of the day. We'll try and keep it, you know, classy, just as Richie was, and we'll let the Barmy Army deteriorate into the gutter, as they do sometimes.
There we go. The keep it classy, San Diego.
Any big stories, Tom? Have you got any big stories of endurance? Great performances through a hot day or a collapse, a bit like a batting collapse. Anyone played up?
Well, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen a few things I probably can't repeat on the radio. Yeah. In terms of collapses, in terms of triumphs, I think obviously when we go to the cricket in Brisbane, it is very hot. It might not be this year, but it is very hot. So we have an unwritten rule in the Riches that you don't complain about the heat, or if you do, your friends pick a punishment. So generally, 95% of people are quite good. They don't mention the heat throughout the day. I think that's pretty well earned if they can survive the whole day without mentioning the heat.
Now, the festivities actually kick off early, don't they? I think, hopefully, weather permitting, you're getting together with the Barmies on Sunday.
That's right, yeah. So we'll be at Valleys Cricket Club this Sunday for a 2020 match. So we'll toss the coin at 5:30 and kick off at 6 o'clock. And we're playing for the McGrath Foundation, and the Barmies will play for the Ruth Strauss Foundation. So our goal is unsurprisingly, $2,222 for the McGrath Foundation. And yeah, it should be a great day. I think the only thing that can save the Poms really is the rain, so they'll be happy at the moment.
Yeah, they do their best work in the rain.
That will be a good day at Valleys as well. I see you're advertising, looking to get some Richies to the Women's Ashes Test too, which is in Canberra later in the month, and so good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and we are expecting a few down there as well. I mean, women's cricket is just exploding. Our Australian women's team, luckily enough for us, is the best on the planet. So we're hoping to get a big crowd down in Canberra as well.
Great stuff. Hey, Tom, we're really looking forward to it. It's always one of the highlights of any test, but we love it here in the game. And I hope that the sky is clear for Sunday, because you're doing it for a good cause and it's always a bit of fun. So Valleys Cricket Club, so late in the afternoon on Sunday at Valleys. And then, of course, you'll see the Richies v. the Barmies. On day two of the test. It's Thursday at the Gabba. Tom Cosgrove, who's coordinator of the Brisbane Richies. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Good job.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
That segment with the courtesy of My Place Australia, made and supported smart home control systems. You can't beat Australian smarts.
What year was it, do you think, that Richie passed?
15?
Oh, I couldn't believe it when I read it. Yeah, it's 15.
Yeah.
2015.
Is he really? Yeah. I was going to say 2 or 3 years ago.
It's incredible. So good on you, Tom. I'll tell you what. Those Richies going.
Just touching on his you can't mention the heat policy. We do that when we go to the Melbourne Cup every year.
Righto.
We've been out on the lawn. If you mention you're hot, you've got to go stand out there for half an hour with another person's jacket on. So you've got two jackets on the fence, boiling hot weather. Don't mention you're hot. Do not mention it.
The big press conference globally yesterday was Tiger. Spoke for the first time since the February car crash. And there was a lot of alarming detail come out of it about how close he came to having a leg amputated, about the progress back now. He's admitted that we're never, ever going to see him at the levels that his golf game went to. He's going to pick and choose select events that he'll play. But he will play again, which is great. So let's have a listen to Tiger on the comeback and the changes that he faces in his life.
Yeah, this one's been much more difficult. The knee stuff that I had on my left knee, those operations were, I guess, one thing. Then that's one level. Then you had the back, that's another level. And then with this right leg, that was, it's hard to explain how difficult it's been. Just to be immobile for 3 months, and just lay there and, I was just looking forward to just getting outside. That was, a goal of mine. And especially for a person who has lived his entire life outside, that was a goal. And finally got to that point, went transition from wheelchair to crutches to now nothing. It's been a lot of hard work. I'm very thankful to all the surgeons and especially the nurses who are the unsung heroes through all of it. Who were there, by my bed and kept my spirits up, all my friends and family. There were some tough times in there. There were some really, really tough times, and pain got pretty great at times, but they helped me get through it, and I'm on the better side of it, but I still got a long way to go.
I love the part that I saw yesterday. His beaming smile came out. He sort of said, you know, I'm just sick of lying around the house. Don't get me wrong. It's a nice house. And his smile came out.
Got the golf simulator in there.
So he didn't want us to think that, oh, poor old Tiger. No, but he did. He did have his perspective.
Still. He lives on Jupiter Island, which is America's most expensive zip code, which was about four doors down from where the shark used to live.
Oh.
These places are like mind-boggling.
Jupiter Island.
Yeah.
So he wasn't at a golf club yesterday. You see? Did you see that? He had the simulator and all the golf clubs lined up.
He had 300 putters there, just trialing them all. But in fairness, they might be his sons. He might be having a, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, to be fair, it's like most golf pros' homes.
Yep.
If you go into their homes, there is just this collection of golf clubs everywhere. It's unbelievable. Look, he spoke about what the return looks like, and even he is still a little unclear on that because he admits he's only halfway through his rehab.
I'm able to participate in the sport of golf. Now, to what level, I do not know that. And, you know, I'll keep you abreast of all of you guys abreast as progress continues to go on, whether or not I'll be out here and at what level and when. I just miss the jabbing, the needling, and, you know, how's everyone doing? And I mean, there's only so much you can do via text and phone calls. You know, a lot happens. And we get caught up a lot out here on tour. In locker rooms and having dinners and off-site stuff like that. So to be able to catch up with the guys this week, it'll be fun. I haven't seen majority of them since February.
So he's heading into the Hero World Challenge, which is his event, and he'll host that this week. And that's what he's saying. He'll finally catch up with all these guys that have sent him best wishes. He's got a couple of close friends. Justin Thomas is one. So Justin has, you know, spent a bit of time with Tiger on the island. But most of them are, you know, are good mates, but not that come and visit and have dinner with you. So he'll catch up with them for the first time in a long time. It'll be quite emotional for him, I reckon.
Mm, definitely. It quite hard for someone to sort of be in his presence too, the amount of sledging he loves. He loves dabbing them, needling them. I thought it was about the operations.
That's what I thought.
But then, no, it's about locker room. So, there's a bit he loves participating in.
Be hard for most of them as well to get out and see him. I mean, they got their tour to focus on as well. They got their careers to focus on. So, that'd be good for him.
He was reminded as well that a birthday approaches for him.
Yeah.
46 is coming up in 30 days. Is that still a day you look forward to, or is it just another day, or how do you approach your one more year around the globe?
Well, four more years, I'm in the cart.
that's the reference to the Champions Tour. So when he's 50, he can play the Champions Tour, and of course he can ride in a cart.
Do they?
They're allowed to ride in a cart, and they also it's quite a few of their tournaments are three rounders, so 54 hole events.
Not many of them do though, do they? Or do they just keep the cart out of camera shot?
Well, it would be out of camera shot, but no, most of them prefer to walk. Well, they've been walking all their life.
Yeah, they do, you know? That's right. Yeah.
It helps them get their tempo, you know, between shots and things like that. It's completely different for them to play in a cart. I mean, playing in a cart is like playing with your mates, you know, when you're on a day off from the tour, you know, hit and giggle.
The numbers in the Champions Tour, if he gets out there and plays in it, it's going to go through the roof, the attendance, isn't it? Like, it's going to be a whole new level for that tour.
Well, Mickelson's there. Mickelson's playing quite a few now. And I haven't checked, but I would imagine the ratings would have gone through the roof with Mickelson going there. I tell you, Pamps has been playing well.
Yep.
Rod Pamps had a good run. I haven't seen the stats, but he's had a good season.
Okay.
Yeah.
A bit like my bossy theory, you know, that we ride him around some courses as a bit of a promo, good for racing. Same as Tiger, why don't they put him in a cart if he wants to play a game on the PGA?
Well, you can take that up with Bossy because,
up with Tiger.
With Tiger as well. but you've already got a plan for Bossy. You've taken over as his manager now that he's retired. Well, he has got another ride.
Where?
He's going to ride in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, see?
No.
That's the first leg of our tour. No,
but only a big meet. He's been invited over. So he's got to stay fit. I think it's in February. I've got it on my notes.
I'm on to something. See, I'm on to something there.
That is
good
so
work,
good.
Racing. Get Bossy into areas that people will really enjoy.
Yeah, it's a massive invitational in Saudi in February. So he's got to keep himself fit. He said he normally keeps himself fit. But look, we're going to chat to him a little later on. We need a break, but the Brighton Homes open line. Brighton Homes include aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar are standard these days. Discover why it's better with Brighton. 13 13 55 is the number. Or the text line. Thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. 0467 736 736 0467 SEN SEN.